Wonder of wonders, dissension continues at the state capitol. But the players have shifted positions a bit. Previously, it was Governor Mary Fallon and House Republicans. The governor certainly got the leadership's attention when she vetoed 15 House bills, arguing that they were not properly focusing on major issues in the final few weeks of session. Responding on Thursday, Speaker Jeff Hickman said the House voted for the income tax cut Fallon wanted, as well as pension reform, the governor's school storm shelter referendum, and a ban on youth access to electronic cigarettes, among other issues the governor favors. It appeared a week before last that the Senate, usually more in tune with and amenable to this governor, would not follow on the House's heels and ensure that at least one bill would become law despite Fallon's veto. But that's exactly what happened. Pro Tem Brian Bingman said after the vote that the Senate was looking into alternatives to a veto override on the bill, which had to do with release of documents associated with gun purchases, but the House, in his words, would not cooperate with that. Now, it mattered, as Bingman acknowledged, that the bill dealt with firearms in a state where many residents are, as he said, staunch advocates of the Second Amendment, although for that matter, so is gun owner Fallon. All of which put the Republican-controlled Senate in the position of backing the Republican-controlled House in overriding a veto handed down by the state's Republican governor, giving Fallon the first override of her tenure. And we understand that at least one more override attempt may be in the offing for this week on a bill having to do with sales tax exemption cards for surviving spouses of disabled veterans or someone acting on their behalf. There are only 12 Democrats in the 48-member state Senate, but the vote to override Fallon's veto was a unanimous 39-0. By the way, there are only 29 Democrats among the 101 members of the state House, but the vote in that chamber the previous week was 86-3. Now, do last week's events herald some new dawn of cooperation and collegiality between the House and Senate, or between Republicans and Democrats? Well, in a word, no. Political differences are political differences, and they will survive us all in some form. However, the actions taken by the legislature may show that when push comes to shove, the House and Senate would rather scuffle with each other, sort of like intramural sports teams, than be pressured by another branch of government. Of course, within days, maybe even this week, the tables may have turned and everyone will be on the same page, holding hands and walking into the sunset toward adjournment of the 2014 legislative session at the end of this month. But I wouldn't hold my breath. I'm Marie Price with the Journal Record Legislative Report.